This is Daniel Eisenberg, and you're listening to the Chayrach HaNachiyami Learning Initiative, and we are in Yoshua Perek Dalid. One of the main features of Perek Gimel is the splitting of the Yarden, the Jordan River. The Yoshua, well, Hashem, through Yoshua, miraculously splits the Yarden, and the Jewish people start going through. And in today's Perek Dalid, they continue to go through and take 12 stones as a monument, and it continues, and then continues for a short while, but then the waters of the river return to their normal place after the Jewish people get through. And of course, this miracle sounds quite familiar. We've heard another miracle in our history of splitting of a body of water, and that of course is what we read in the Parsha just a couple of weeks ago. This is Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Yamsuf, and the connection is very clear. You have splitting of the Yamsuf in the times of Moshe, and then the splitting of the Yarden under the reign and leadership of Yehoshua. And that's one of the major themes in Sefer Yehoshua is a continuation of the mission of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I challenge the lomdim of this limud to try to follow along and pay attention and see connections between events that take place in Moshe's life and interactions and things that he says and things that they say to him that take place in Moshe's life and that we see being replayed in some form or another in Yoshua's life. But anyway, the message is that it's Yoshua's continuing from Moshe Rabbeinu where he left off. According to the simple narrative of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, not leaving, predetermination and destiny aside, it looks like Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. That seems to be what he's supposed to be the one to do, and that the people who left Mitzrayim are the ones who are going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Of course, that's not how the story plays out. And due to various sins, the generation that left Mitzrayim have to die in the desert, and only their children will enter Eretz Yisrael. But we see over here the splitting of the Yarden is kind of a restart or making sure that the people of Eretz Yisrael, the people who experienced the splitting of the body of water with many symbolic ramifications and just the simple message that Hashem controls the world and is in charge, so that the Jewish people who leave Egypt, because everyone who left Egypt and experienced the splitting of the Yom Suf as an adult is no longer here. So now, people who went to Eretz Yisrael, the adults who went to Eretz Yisrael, will have experienced Kriyas HaYarden. One more point I just want to mention is something that might be a little bit confusing the first time you look at it, is the 12 stones, and what exactly is supposed to happen with the 12 stones. Are they supposed to be brought into Eretz Yisrael, to Har Eval? Are they supposed to be left in the Yarden? So Rashi, in the Pasuk Tes, I believe, says that these Avanim are Acheros, they're other stones, meaning that there were really two sets of 12 stones, that the people, or each tribe was supposed to take one large stone two times. One to be brought to Eretz Yisrael and Har Eval, where they're going to be making a Mizbeach out of the stones. Yeshua makes the Mizbeach out of the stones and inscribes the Torah on the stones. That's one set of stones. And the other set of 12 stones is supposed to be left in the Yarden as a monument to the miraculous event. So hopefully that point will clarify some of the confusion as you read these sukkim. The question is, why do you need two sets of 12 stones? And I think there are multiple suggestions you can give. First of all, maybe one is that the ones that are the Mizbeach are the ones in Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael, and then the other set of 12 stones that are left in the Yarden are maybe for everybody looking from the outside, that they should be inspired and frightened of the Kriyas HaYarden, as we're going to see in tomorrow's Perek, that indeed is the case, and as Rachav mentioned in Perek Beis, it was still in their memory, Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's one possibility, and I think there are many others. I'll just suggest one more, which is that when a miracle happens, so really there needs to be a two-step response. First of all, you need to memorialize the event so that you never forget that event. But also, you have to put it into practice of practically, how am I going to have this enhance my avodas Hashem? So over here, we see that they leave 12 stones in the Yarden. That's going to be making a... memorial for the event, that they'll never forget this event. Whenever they see the stones in the Yarding, they're going to remember the incredible miracle of Kriyas Yarding. But also they have to bring some stones into Eretz Yisrael and make a Mizbeach out of it, symbolizing dedication to Avodas Hashem, to serving God, and scribing the Torah on it, dedication to the Torah and mitzvos. That it's two steps. First of all, they're going to remember the event, and secondly, they're going to make it practical, the inspiration. They're going to channel that and use it to serve Hashem better. And so we need to do in any miracle we experience and major significant event in our lives to not forget the event itself, but not to just leave it at not forgetting the event itself, but also putting it into practice and how that's going to enhance our personal avodah.